Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Shmot. This Aliyah has 24 psukim, and in it we hear how Moshe and Aaron go to Paro, present Hashem's demands to let Bnei Israel leave. Paro mocks them and kicks them out arrogantly. And because of their request, Paro increases the workload of Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel cannot meet the demands of Paro's taskmasters. They get beaten because of it. And our Aliyah and our Parsha end with Moshe complaining to Hashem, "Why'd you send me? Things have only gotten worse." And Hashem says, "Not to worry, you will see exactly what I am going to do to Paro. I will bring Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim." Now, when Moshe and Aaron go to Paro and our Aliyah and demand the release of Bnei Israel from Mitzrayim, Paro says arrogantly, "Who is this God? Who is this Hashem?" But then Paro's next line is strange, seems very hard to understand. It seems to not make any sense. Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalid, Vayomer Alehem Melech Mitzrayim, Lama Moshe V'Aaron Tafriu Ata'am Mima'asav. Why are you, Moshe and Aaron, bothering the nation? L'chu L'siv Lotechem, go back to your pain. Go back to your suffering. What is Paro saying here? The whole reason why Moshe and Aaron are there is because of the pain. They don't want pain. Go back to your pain? No, Paro, we don't want the pain. Not only that, we can ask another question. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on this pasuk, L'chu L'siv Lotechem, does not mean you, Moshe and Aaron, go back to your backbreaking labor, because they didn't have backbreaking labor. They and all of Shevet Levi were not working as slaves. So Paro could not be telling Moshe and Aaron, go back to your pain and suffering. They didn't have any. Rather, says Rashi, that Paro said to Moshe and Aaron, go back to the work that you have at home. What's going on? They'll go back, but why does he have to tell them that? Not only that, the next pasuk also doesn't seem to make sense. Perek Hey, Pasuk Hey. Paro says to Moshe and Aaron, why do you want Bnei Israel to take a break from their sevel, from their pain? What do you mean, why? That's a very strange thing for Paro to say. Yes, that is exactly what Moshe and Aaron want. We want Bnei Israel not to have any sevel, not to have any pain and suffering. So what is going on here? What is Paro saying to Moshe and Aaron? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. It comes from Rab Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, who died in 1827, the Rebbe of the Kutzke Rebbe, the Gerer Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, tremendous Talmud Chacham. It's found in a sefer called Kol Simcha. It's a compilation of Divrei Torah from Rab Simcha, and it's there in Chelek Sheni. Now, Rab Simcha does not say this here. He's not asking these questions, and he's talking in a different context. It's actually on next week's Parsha, in Shmot Perek Vav Pasuk Vav. But I think that it applies here as well. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. When Hashem promises to Moshe in next week's parsha, V'hotzeiti etchem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim, I will take Bnei Israel out of their sevel, out of their pain. Yes, sevel sivlot echem does mean pain, suffering, and affliction. But says Rav Simcha Bunim, it also comes from the word savlanut, which is usually translated as patience or tolerance. Patience is an incredible midah when it's applied correctly. If you're waiting in line at the bank and people are ahead of you, patience, very good. But if we're talking about something spiritual, when you're waiting patiently, so to speak, for something spiritual, no, that becomes apathy and indifference. And says Rav Simcha Bunim in next week's parsha, Hashem promises Bnei Israel, Votseiti etchem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim, says Hashem to Moshe in next week's parsha. Bnei Israel are becoming apathetic. They're becoming indifferent to being in Mitzrayim. And they're beginning to say, who cares that we're in Egypt? They're getting used to Galut. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it always will be. God, what are you doing? And Hashem says, no, you cannot be patient about spiritual growth. You cannot be patient about galus. You cannot be apathetic when you're in galus. You've got to work and be impatient, so to speak. And that's what Rav Simcha Bunim says on that pasuk, but perhaps that is also what's happening in our Aliyah. Paro says to Moshe and Aaron, why are you getting involved? Why are you bothering the nation? Go back to your sivlut. Go back to your indifference. Go back home. Why are you getting involved? Who cares? You're at home. Everything's fine. You don't have any work, so why are you making a fuss? All you are doing, Moshe and Aaron, you're rousing B'nai Yisrael from their indifference. They were working fine. They accepted their lot. They gave up hope to get out of here. You should do the same. And Moshe and Aaron come back to him at the end of our parsha and the beginning of next week's parsha and teach us and Paro and everyone an important lesson. No, we are not going to be apathetic. We are not going to be indifferent when it comes to galus. We are not going to be apathetic or indifferent when it comes to spiritual growth. We have to be aroused. We have to be awakened. No more patience when it comes to spiritual things. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everyone.